Proclamation number 8726, dated the January 15th, 1964.
The new recipient's task, purification of Christ, spoilt, taking.
You humans can come to me with every problem. I will help you on a worldly and spiritual level so that you will never feel lonely and abandoned but always feel the care of my love which embraces everyone who endeavors to fulfill my will. And you will feel my response in your heart. You will experience my advice as thoughts to which you inwardly agree, which you would like to and can implement because they are my inner instructions for you. And by the same token I will put the appropriate feeling of resistance into your heart if something does not comply with my will, always provided that you are inwardly connected to me and request my guidance and help. Because I want to be asked for my blessing and assistance in all your undertakings, then it will also be granted to you. An unusual task was given to you in your earthly life, to receive the pure truth from me and to pass it on truthfully, thereby exposing misconceptions which had crept in through my adversary's influence, and to do whatever it takes to contribute towards the purification of my already completely spoiled teaching. This task demands an ever-ready will and steadfastness, because the servant who has voluntarily accepted such a task will be confronted by the greatest obstacles and difficulties, because it is an almost impossible undertaking to take action against the immense error which the bulk of the population is already subject to and which mighty quarters also protect and support as God's truth. Trust me that the light has to shine brightly if it is to break through such darkness as is presently engulfing the earth. Hence the brightest light of substantial radiating strength is to come from me, a light which will expose every error and which shines so brightly that it cannot be extinguished. But the bearer of my light has to shield himself from all deceptive lights, from artificial external illuminations. He himself should not allow anything untrue to come close to him which could lessen the radiance of my eternal light of truth. He is to carefully protect the spiritual knowledge, which was radiated as a true light from above to earth, from every addition by another source. Because you should know that time and again there have indeed been vessels of goodwill who endeavored to discover the truth and who subsequently proclaimed this as the truth to their fellow human beings, but by doing so they also used their intellect and did not allow for the pure working of the spirit, and thus new schools of thought were constantly formed, which can in fact all claim an ounce of truth and yet could not be referred to as pure truth. For this reason I constantly reveal myself, because I know the darkness which covers the earth. Only by way of my direct revelations, only by way of the working of my spirit, can the pure truth be sent to you. However, you should also support it now and protect it from infiltration by other spiritual knowledge. But anyone receiving my word from me should also sincerely support it in the knowledge that he can only receive the purest spiritual knowledge from me. Then he should also eagerly work on my behalf by giving this unaltered spiritual knowledge to his fellow human beings and as far as possible without any comments, because his intellectual activity can result in changes again which are not in accordance with my revelation. Unless the person speaks in my name for me and my kingdom, in which case I put the words into his mouth, then he need not fear that he might add his own thoughts which contradict my revelations. And thus all my workers are given a task by me which they are assigned to fulfill. I put everyone in the place where they can work for me. Nevertheless, the degree of maturity of my servants on earth differs, hence my revelations are also of a diverse nature but in regards to their contents of truth they do not deviate from one another. Likewise, The state of maturity determines the activity of the various recipients as well. They will always be able to favorably influence their environment and even make use of their own spiritual knowledge to help other people. Thus they will also radiate light. But in another way than is your task, to purify the presently existing teaching, which is known as the teaching of Christ, from all lies and deception, from all errors that had crept in and caused immense spiritual hardship, which humanity is suffering in the last days. Because no proper light shines for people to find the path to me anymore, they are walking on dark paths which lead towards the abyss, necessitating a brightly radiating light to shine into the darkness. This is an immense and formidable task which will receive my every support as long as my will is fulfilled, as long as the conditions, which I constantly expect, which guarantee the right kind of light, are observed, that my servant himself wants the pure truth. And this also includes the condition that he protects it from any addition which has not emanated directly from me to him. You humans have to understand that, although I can sharpen your power of judgment, you nevertheless cannot keep track of my adversary's conduct, who often approaches you in the disguise of an angel of light and offers you his spiritual values again, because he always seeks to undermine the truth and his power in the lost days is particularly compelling. And because you are not entirely safe from his assaults as long as you live on earth as human beings, resist all temptation to mix my pure spiritual knowledge with your own additions. Be content with what I myself offer you and do not join a community which aims to merge with other spiritual knowledge, even if you deem it not to be in opposition to the truth. And always remember that I myself will give you everything you need, and that you don't need what I do not give to you. Remember that it is easy for my adversary to cause confusion merely by adding a misguided word to the pure truth. Because a fierce battle is being waged between the kingdom of light and that of darkness. However, the pure truth only comes from me, and you should do your utmost to keep it pure and give your will to me alone. Then you will do whatever corresponds to my will. Amen.